我们一同来读，先读一段圣经，在出埃及记。
Let us read a passage in the Bible first. It's Exodus.
我们先读第十二章。
Chapter 12.
我们要读第一节到十三节。
Verse 1-13.
出埃及记十二章第一节到第十三节，请 Maria 跟我们读。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1-13. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight.And you shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roast it in fire, with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roast it in fire, its head and with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning.And what remains of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment.I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
好，我们先读读这一段。
We'll read up to here.
今天我们要交通的主题就是逾越节。
And the theme that we want to share today is the Lord's Passover.
这个旧约的律法里头，这个规定有七个节期。
And in the Old Testament law, there are seven days.
There are seven feasts.
There are seven feasts.
第一个就是逾越节。
And the first one is the Passover.
当这个以色列人他们进到迦南以后。
And when the Israelites they have entered the land of Canaan.
他们就要按照神的规定。
They have to follow according to God's law.
他说你们这个中间一切的男丁。
And all the difficulties.
The men, 就 all the men.
All the male.
All the male. 你们要在这个有除教节。
You need to.
这个。
Eleven.
Eleven. 还有这个七七节。
And
Pentecost.
The Pentecost.
还有呢，就祝棚节。
Tabernacle.
就在这三个节。
And then these three feasts.
一个就是除教节。
One of them is the unleavened bread.
一个就是这个五旬节。
And one is the Pentecost.
还有一个呢，就是祝棚节。
And the tabernacle.
在这个三个节呢，男丁要一年三次到神所选择的地方去过节。
And the males are expected to go to the place to celebrate.
去朝见神
to come before the Lord.
这个除教节呢，就是跟逾越节呢是连在一起的。
And the unleavened, the feast of the unleavened bread, it is connected with the Passover.
因为逾越节的是以后有七天是除教节。
Because the Passover, after the Passover, seven days it is unleavened feast.
那么第一个逾越节
and the first Passover
就是神借着摩西把以色列人 从这个埃及的这个奴役底下统治底下把他们拯救出来了。
So, the Lord has used Moses to gather the children of Israel out of Egypt.
因为当时的以色列人是在埃及这个做奴隶的。
Because at that time, the Israelites, they were slaves in Egypt.
就是神拯救他们出埃及要进到迦南。
And it is God who delivered them out of Egypt to enter into Canaan.
所以这月节就是表示神的救赎。
And Passover represents God's redemption.
就是像哥罗西书所说的。
And it's like the Corinthians, it says.
神救我们脱离了黑暗的权势。
God has delivered us out of the darkness.
把我们救我们牵我们到他爱子的国度。
Has brought us into the light kingdom.
以色列人神就这么样的救赎他们的。
And this is how God has delivered the Israelites.
让他们从埃及这个黑暗的权势底下出来。
That they have come out of the power of darkness.
领他们到这个神所应许给他们的地方。
And brought them into the promised land.
那这个月节的这个什么时候是月节呢？
And when is the Passover?
第二节圣经就说，
In verse 2 it says,
你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year.
那就看起来神说要把这一个月当作第一个月。
That you need to see this month as your first month.
可见的当时按照以色列的律法，这个月不是第一个月。
So maybe according to the Jewish calendar, it's not the first month.
这犹太人的这个历法跟我们现在用的历法是不太一样的。
The calendar that the Jews use is not the same as ours now.
犹太人的新年呢是在九月，就是我们的九月。
The beginning of the year for the Jewish people it's in September.
我们在一月一号过新年，他们在九月份才过新年的。
We celebrate New Year's on January 1st, but they celebrate the beginning of the year in September.
他们也没有一个很固定的，或者九月几号几号，他们也没有的。
They don't have a fixed date.
他们也可以在九月底或者到十月初。
It could be end of September or beginning of October.
所以这个当时的这个月节，并不是这个当时的新年。
And so the Passover, it is not the first month of that year.
因为我们知道这个月节就是我们现在的历法呢是在三月或者在四月。
Because we know that according to our calendar now, the Passover, it is in March.
我们前些时候刚刚过去就是有复活节。
And the Easter has just passed.
那这个月节呢就是在复活节的前三天。
And
就是 after 3 days, 那么才有这个复活。
After 3 days, there's the resurrection.
那主耶稣被钉十字架那天呢就是犹太人的逾越节。
And the day the Lord was resurrected, that's the day of Passover.
所以我们看见神吩咐摩西要把现在这个你们这个时候你们的月份要改说一月。
And so the Lord said you need to change your month, so now is your first month.
为什么要改呢？
Why do you have to change it?
一个意思就是说神要以这个月这个事情呢作为他们新的开始。
Because according to this matter, it is your new beginning.
那么犹太人他们所相信的第一个月呢新年呢是对他们说有一个另外一个特别的意思。
And to the Jewish, this new beginning, it has a special meaning.
他们在相信这一年的新年的时候，神要审判人。
They believe that in the new year, God will judge people.
每年一度的神要审判人了。
That every year, God will judge.
神要确定今年这个人是活的。这个人还是死了。
And God will judge whether you will live or you will die.
所以对犹太人说，他们是把这一年新年看作是这样的神审判人的时候。
And so they see it as God judging people.
那么这样呢, 在犹太人的心里呢, 他们开始说, 先有诗篇的这个悔改的这样的一个举动。
And there are 10 days where you can repent.
那么到第十篇呢, 是一个赎罪的日子。
And on the 10th day, it is day of
atonement. 就是要先悔改, 然后赎罪。
So you need to repent first, and then there's atonement.
因为神在新年要审判人了。
Because in the new year, God will judge.
所以在犹太人的会堂里头, 他们的新年的活动, 不像我们中国人这样的。
So in the New Year, in the synagogue, their activities are different from ours.
我们中国人的新年是一个很开心的时候。
For the Chinese people, the New Year is a very happy celebration.
要穿新的衣服。
Wear new clothes.
要吃好的东西。
You eat good food.
大家都休息, 可以尽情地玩。
And everyone rests and play.
但是犹太人不是这样的。
But the Jewish are not like that.
他们在新年的时候要诚心地悔改。
They truly need to repent and change.
然后有个赎罪日。
Then there's a day of atonement.
然后这个才能够来面对神的审判。
Then they can come and face God's judgment.
所以在犹太人的会堂里头, 他们的新年, 他们三个主要的内容。
So the three main content in their gathering in the synagogue.
就是一个就是审判。
One is judgment.
他们所讲的就是审判。
All they talk about is judgment.
人要悔改。
But people need to repent.
人要这个得到神的赦免。
Man needs forgiveness.
所以这个三个主题, 审判, 悔改, 赦免, 是他们新年里头主要的内容。
So judgment, repentance, and forgiveness, it is their main content.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的心意不是先审判人。
God's heart, it is not to judge people.
神的心意是先拯救人。
God's desire is to save people.
只有那些拒绝神的救赎的人。
And only those that reject God's salvation.
才会审判才会领导他们。
Then judgment will come upon them.
所以这一年的开始不是先审判，而是先救赎。
So the beginning of this new year, it is not judgment, but it is redemption.
就像这个中国一些成语所说的,
So it's like the Chinese proverb says.
它的一年之计在于春,
that in the beginning of the season,
对,
the beginning of the year is in spring.
一日之计在于晨,
and the beginning of the day, it is in the morning.
所以一年开始的吗? 从什么开始啊? 春天开始的。
So what is the beginning of the year? In spring.
我们一天的光阴从什么时候开始呢? 从早晨开始的。
And when does our day begin? It is when the light and the dawn begins.
那在逾越节给我们看到, 一生之计在于救赎。
So Passover shows us that the beginning of our life, it is from salvation.
这对全世界的人都一样的。
This is the same for everyone in the world.
本来我们死在罪恶过犯当中。
Before we are dead in sin.
我们怎么开始一个新的生活呢?
So how can we begin a new life?
神的救赎。
It's by God's salvation.
有了神的救赎, 我们才有以后这个我们的生活。
And it's only by God's salvation that then we can live.
我们有了神的救赎, 我们才可以 来面对神的审判。
And it's by God's redemption, then we can go through God's judgment.
所以从整个人类说, 神做的工都是从,对我们堕落的人, 都是从救赎开始的。
So all our beginning, it is from our redemption.
那我们呢, 每个弟兄姊妹呢, 我们从什么时候开始?
So, brothers and sisters, when is our beginning?
我们的属灵生命从什么时候开始?
And when did our spiritual life begin?
我们的属灵追求从什么时候开始?
And when did our spiritual seeking begin?
从我们重生得救开始。
It is from our salvation.
从神的救赎开始。
It is from God's salvation.
所以我们弟兄姊妹, 我们要先清楚我们是已经是重生得救了没有。
We need to be clear whether we have been saved or not.
特别是 从基督徒家庭出来的青年人。
Especially brothers and sisters that have Christian family background.
你的父母信主重生得救，并不等于他的孩子都是重生得救的。
Just because your parents are Christians does not equal that the children are Christians as well.
每个人都要因着自要靠着自己的信心来接受神的恩典的。
That everyone according to their own faith need to come and be saved.
所以我们特别是从基督徒家庭出来的。
Especially those with Christian family backgrounds.
我们要问问我们自己，我们是不是已经重生得救了？
We need to ask ourselves, are we born again?
虽然看起来这好像是很简单的问题
This seems like a simple question
但是这也是很重要的问题
But it is also a very important question
因为有些从基督徒家庭出来的青年人
Because there are some young Christians that come from the Christian
他们自以为我已经是重生得救了
They think that they are Christians
但是等到过了一段时间他们才发现原来他还没有
But after a while, they discover that they have not been saved.
如果你没有重生得救,
and if you have not been born and
saved, 你就很难在这条属灵的路上有什么的追求, 有什么的学习。
Then it's very hard for you to pursue this path and learn.
所以每个人都要把神的救赎放在第一。
So everyone needs to put God's salvation as a priority.
然后我们再看一看逾越节的中心是什么
Then we need to see what is the heart and the center of the Passover.
这个逾越节的中心就是这个羔羊
And the center of it is the lamb.
这个羔羊就是来预表耶稣基督的
And this lamb represents Jesus.
在福音书里头提到看啊这是神的羔羊背负世人罪孽的
And in the gospel it says, Behold, here is the lamb slain for the world.
所以逾越节以羔羊作为一个中心。
So Passover and the lamb, it is the heart of the Passover.
那我们从这段经文里头看到这个羔羊的事情。
So here we see the matter of the lamb.
第一点就是羔羊的预备。
Number one is the preparation of the lamb.
这个刚才我们读过了，他说本月初十，个人要按照户家取羊羔。
So on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb.
你家里面养的是很多的羊。
And in your house, you raised a lot of lamb.
你需要取一个羊出来，在逾越节把它杀掉。
And you need to choose one lamb to come and kill it.
什么时候杀呢
？When do you kill it?
第六节说。
Verse 6 says.
要留到本月十四日。
Keep it until the 14th day.
你看。这个羊并不是临时从羊群里头拿一只羊出来。
It is not just randomly pick a lamb.
你要先在初十把一只羊取出来。
But you need to prepare and take out a lamb.
经过四天以后，到十四号才能够把这羊杀掉。
And keep it until 14th day, then you kill it.
这试就是表示一个试验的时间。
And this time it is a trying.Testing time.
在圣经里头的试常常是提到是一个 试验
and
test, four.
The four, number four, it is talking about testing.
你看主耶稣在旷野的时候受魔鬼试探40天、
And you see the Lord Jesus went through temptation for 40 days.
所以这个羊是10号取出来。
So this lamb was gathered up on the 4th day.
但是要到过了四天才可以杀。
But after four days, then it should be killed.
因为这只羊必须是没有残疾、没有斑点的。
And this lamb shall be without blemish.
那么怎么样？也可能你马上取出来，你还没有发现它有什么问题没有。
And when you take it out, you haven't discovered whether it has blemish or not.
所以这四天就是给这家的人看一看，这羊的确是。一点问题都没有的。
And in these four days, you show the household members whether this lamb has blemish or not.
所以耶稣作为神的羔羊。
So Jesus is the lamb.
他是经过试验的。
He has gone through testing.
从他的降生到他出来服侍，有30年，他隐藏在他的加利利的地方。
And when he came down on earth for 30 years, he has been hidden in his hometown Bethlehem.
所以当他出来要传道的时候, 他在约旦河受施洗,
and when he came out to be baptized by John,
天上就有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
The heaven proclaimed, this is my beloved son.
这30年, 在神看来, 他是完全没有残疾, 没有斑点的羔羊。
And to God, these 30 years, Jesus is that unblemished lamb.
他是无罪的, 替我们的罪死在十字架上。
He is one without sin who became sin for us.
所以这是羔羊的预备。
And this is a preparation of the lamb.
第二个,
Number two,
第四节说,
verse 4 says,
若是一家的人太少, 吃不了一只羔羊, 羊羔,
and if the household is too small for the lamb,
那就本人呢, 就要和他的邻舍, 一起来共用, 来共取一只,
then let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons.
这羊很大, 但是呢, 吃的人很少, 那么就可以跟, 旁边的, neighbor 一起来吃。
Now, this lamb is quite big, and you have few members in your household. You can share with your neighbor.
这里没有说, 羊太小, 还不够一家人的吃。
Here it didn't say the lamb is too small and it's not enough for the household.
这个基督是够所有人的需要的。
Jesus is sufficient for everyone's need.
他这只羊适合够这个全人类所需要的。
This lamb, it is enough to feed everyone's need.
不是这个羊太小,
it is not,
不够,
it is not that this lamb is too small and it's not enough.
这羊是足够每一家, 每一个人, 全人类所使用的。
This lamb is more than enough to feed everyone's need.
那么这个羊是在第六节说, 是在黄昏的时候, 在十四日黄昏的时候, 把它杀掉。
And here it says the lamb is killed at twilight.
这个twilight的意思呢, 原来意思就是两个, evening 之间的时间。
And twilight is between the evening and the morning.
Evening跟evening.
Evening and evening.
它有两个evening。
There are two evenings.
在三点钟到下午六点钟的时候。
It was between 3 a.m. to 6 p.m.
3 p.m.
3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
那么这个就是twilight.
This is twilight.
啊, twilight. 那么这个一般犹太人就在三点钟的时候把这个羊杀了。
So in general, the Jews, that's when the Jews kill the lamb.
这正是主耶稣在十字架上, 断气的时候。
And that is when our Lord Jesus breathe his last breath.
耶稣在十字架上是读圣经的时候是六个小时。
And the Bible said Jesus was on the cross for 6 hours.
从上午九点钟到下午三点钟。
From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
到下午三点的时候, 主耶稣在十字架上, 大声喊叫, 气就断掉。
And at 3 p.m. Lord Jesus cried his last cry and he stopped breathing.
这个是神的羔羊就在那个时候为我们杀掉。
And that was when the Lamb of God was slain for us.
底下说, 各家, 第七节说, 各家要取一点血。 第七节,
so verse 7,
各家要取一点血。
And you have to take some blood.
所以这个单单羔羊被杀, 目的就是要取这个血。
And the purpose of the lamb being slain, it is for the blood.
因为这个血有非常重要的价值。
Because this blood has a very high price.
今天有很多人都忽视了基督血的价值。
Because today many people are reading by many people ignore the value of blood.
但是基督徒对基督的宝血基督血是很宝贵的。
But to Christians, the blood of Jesus is very, very precious.
我们称基督的血是基督的宝血。
And the blood of Jesus, it is his precious blood.
因为这个血是为我们的生命赎罪的。
Because it is by this blood that we are saved.
圣经说, 若不流血, 罪不得赦免。
Where there is no blood, there is no redemption.
若是没有血, 就没有救恩。
And there is no redemption and there is no
salvation. 所以我们可以看到, 如果在这一章里头把这个血的内容拿掉, 那这一章就没有什么意义了。
So if we see that, if we take away the blood part, this chapter has no meaning.
那我们再看到第五点的话, 这个血是要撒在门楣跟两边的门框上面。
So we see the blood, you need to put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the house.
但是不撒在门槛上面。
But you don't put it on the floor,
step. 因为这个血是宝血。 不许人践踏这个宝血,
because this precious blood is not to be trampled on.
第十三节说,
Verse 13 says,
神说, 我一见这个血就越过你们去,
that when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
所以这个血是给神看的,
so this blood is to let God see it.
基督的血救赎我们, 赦免我们的罪,
the blood of Jesus, it redeemed us.
但是是给神看的,
but it is for God to see.
神看见这个血,
when God sees this blood, his heart is satisfied. And he can forgive us.
但是这个血呢,
but this blood needs to be put on the doorpost.
如果当时的犹太人说, 我已经把羔羊杀了,他也流了血了,
and if at that time the Jew said, "I've the lamb is slain and the blood is taken,"
那我把这个血放在棚里，放在屋子里头，我不涂在门上。
And I'll just put this blood in the bowl and not put it on the doorpost.
那么你看看这家人的长子会有什么结果呢？
Then can you imagine what the outcome for the elders will be?
他们同样的跟埃及人的长子一样，都要被杀掉。
And just like the firstborns of the Egyptians, it will be killed.
所以所有的以色列人,
so all the Israelites,
每一家,
every household,
都要把这个血涂在门框上,
they must put the blood on the doorpost.
因为这是给神看的,
because this is for God to see.
就连摩西自己也不能在房子的外头,
and even Moses himself cannot be outside the door.
他也必须在屋子里头,
he must be inside the house.
必须在羔羊的血的遮蔽底下,
he must be under the covering of the blood.
每一个以色列人,
every Israelite,
如果他不在宝血的遮蔽底下, 那都是要失去生命的。
That if they are not under the covering of the blood, they must die.
这就是神规定的救法。
This is God's law.
当弟兄姊妹, 当我们相信主耶稣的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we have believed in Lord Jesus,
我们就要认识这个宝血, 血的价值,
we need to know the value of this blood.
我们就要接受神所规定的救法,
we need to accept God's commandments.
我们就要把血涂在我们的心门上面,
and we need to put God's blood on our hearts.
这就是神所规定的一个方法。
And this is one of God's ways.
所以这里在第22节说,
so in verse 22 it says,
他说要拿一把牛细草, 蘸棚里的血打在门楣上和左右的门框上。
And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin.
怎么把血能够涂在门框上呢？
How can you put the blood on the door's post?
用什么呢?
What do you use?
用这个牛膝草。
You use the hyssop.
牛膝草是表示一个信心。
And the hyssop represents faith.
Faith. 当我们愿意来接受神的救恩,
when we are willing to accept God's salvation,
神有恩典,
God has grace.
但是我们得用信心去接受过来。
But by faith, we come and accept it.
我们就顺服神所用的方法,
and we obey to his method.
我们就用牛细草,就我们信心把这宝血接受过来。
So the hyssop, our faith, we use the faith to take Jesus' blood to put it on our heart.
牛膝草在以色列当在这个人当中是一个很普通的到处都可以拿到到的草。
And hyssop, it was very common thing that Jews can get hold of.
就是说每个人要相信耶稣都是可以的。
This is to say that anyone who wants to believe in Jesus, they can.
只要你相信就可以了。
As long as you believe, that's all.
只要你用牛膝草把宝血涂在你的门框上就可以了。
As long as you use the hyssop to put the blood on your heart.
所以圣经告诉我们你只要心里相信口里承认就必得救。
So the Bible says, as long as you confess with your mouth and in your heart you believe, you shall be saved.
所以神要求我们做的是每个人都可以做到的。
So what God commands us to do, it is everyone can do it.
每个人都有信心。
Everyone has faith.
你只要用这个信心要接受神的救恩。
And as long as you use this faith to receive God's salvation.
那这样的话我们必定能够得到神的救恩。
And you shall receive God's salvation.
那么这个就杀了羊的羊这个血涂在门框那肉怎么办呢
Now with the blood you put on the doorpost what about the flesh
那第八节说
In verse 8 it says
这个肉要用火烤了
You roast the fire you roast the flesh in the fire
底下说不可吃生的也不可用煮吃这个水煮的
You shall not eat it raw nor boil it with water
要带着头腿五脏用火烤了吃。
You bring the head, the legs, and the entrails and roast in the fire to eat.
所以这只羔羊是要经过火烤的。
So this lamb needs to undergo the fire.
火是表示神的愤怒。
And fire represents God's wrath.
当这是神的羔羊来为我们赎罪的时候。
And when God has sent this lamb to die for our sin.
他要经过遭受到神的愤怒。
He needs to experience God's wrath.
基督担当我们的罪。
Jesus alone bore all our sins.
神的愤怒就倾倒在他的身上。
And all of God's wrath was poured upon him.
不但是肉。
Not only the flesh.
他的头、他的腿、他的里头，一切都是在神的愤怒底下。
That his head, his legs, everything within, it is under God's wrath.
所以他承受我们应该受的审判。
And he bore all our the judgments that we were supposed to be.
本来我们应该受到神的愤怒呢。
It was supposed to be us who experienced God's wrath.
但是这个是神的羔羊，却是替我们来承受神的愤怒。
But this is the Lamb of God who has come to bear our sins and undergo God's wrath.
所以他说不可以吃生的。
So he said you cannot eat raw.
也不可以吃用水煮的。
Nor shall you eat anything boiled with water.
因为这些都是没有经过神的愤怒的。
Because all these have not undergone God's wrath.
所以我们感谢主耶稣。
So we thank Lord Jesus.
因为他就是这次的羔羊。
Because he is the lamb.
经过火烤。
That has gone roasted through fire.
他不但是为我们死，他也为我们受苦。
Not only did he die for us, but he also suffered for us.
你要看看诗篇二十二篇的话。
And if you look at Psalm 22,
就知道主耶稣在十字架上受的何等的痛苦。
Then you can see how great of a suffering the Lord Jesus went through on the cross.
第八节说。
Verse 8 says.
当夜要吃。
You need to eat it at that night.
立刻就要吃。
You need to eat it immediately.
现在就要吃。
You eat it now.
当神的救恩向我们显明的时候。
When God has revealed his salvation to us.
我们就要现在就能接受。
We need to receive it now.
不要拖延。
Don't hesitate.
不要等待。
Don't wait.
圣经说，今天，现在就是神拯救的日子。
Today is the day of salvation.
而且吃的时候要和无酵饼跟苦菜同吃。
And you need to eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
这苦就是叫我们看到罪的可怕。
And this bitterness speaks of the horrific nature of sin.
当我们在信主悔改的时候。
And when we repent and believe in the Lord.
我们会为着我们所犯的罪，我们里面很痛苦的。
and we will be grieved by our sins.
我们怎么会做这些事情呢?
How can we do such things?
我们怎么做那样的事情呢?
How can we do that thing?
当神光照我们的时候,
when the Lord has illuminated us,
我们心里说是很苦的,
then our hearts are very bitter.
当我们这样来接受救恩的时候,
and when we receive the salvation,
我们就看见神的恩典何等的大,
then we can see how great His grace is.
像我们这样的罪人, 神都来爱我们。
And even God loves such sinners as us.
不但说到我们心里的苦,
not only speaks of the bitterness of our heart,
我们也看到基督耶稣里面的苦,
we also see the sorrow in Lord Jesus' heart.
因为我们一回想到主耶稣为我们所受的苦,
because when we think of the Jesus' suffering,
我们里面就对他更加感激,
then in our hearts we are even more thankful.
所以这里说要和苦菜同吃。
So here it says eat with bitter herbs.
所以我们看见在屋子外面涂了血。
So we see outside the house the doorposts are with blood.
说明这个救拯救这神的救恩何等的稳妥。
So it speaks of how God's salvation is secure.
Secure. 另外我们在屋里头吃这个羔羊的肉。
And inside the house, we eat the flesh of the lamb.
说到基督成为我们的供应。
And speaks of Jesus as our source.
所以外面的血说到我们在主里头何等的可靠了。
And so the blood, it tells us how reliable it is.
但是在我们屋子里头，我们知道这个是基督是我们的一切。
But inside, we know that Jesus is our everything.
到第十一节,
verse 11,
他说要吃羔羊的肉的时候，要腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手上拿杖，要赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。
And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
可见呢，他们当时神吩咐他们的，就是要赶紧的吃。
So the Lord has commanded them to eat in haste.
不是像我们现在吃饭的话，那把衣服全脱掉啊，外衣脱掉，然后坐那地方舒舒服服的吃。
It's not that you take your outer coat off and be comfortable and eat.
就是这个是等待要出发的一个信号了。
And this is But you need to wait.
神一旦说要离开，立刻就可以离开了。
And when God says go, then you can go immediately.
衣服都穿好了。But
you're already prepared.
鞋也穿好了。
And your sandals are on.
手里也拿了杖了。
And you have staff in your hand.
一面吃，一面这些事情都准备好了。
And on one hand you eat, and all these things are prepared.
等待离开埃及。
That you wait to leave Egypt.
因为这个埃及不是我们应该久留的地方。
And because Egypt is not the place where we permanently stay.
神要带他们离开埃及。
God wants to bring them out of Egypt.
所以对以色列人说, 埃及就不应该是他们在留恋的地方了。
So Egypt should not be their dwelling place.
不能说因为家里还有什么好东西还要再看一看。
You cannot say, oh, there are some still good things in my house, I'll wait and...
手里拿着杖。
In your staff, in your hand you have the staff.
手里不要拿着这些钱，这些好的东西。
Don't hold money or other good things.
赶紧吃好了以后就要离开了。
In haste you eat and you go.
另一方面我们也看到，这个我们什么时候开始走这条天路呢？
And on another hand, we can see when do we begin this heavenly walk.
就是我们得到神救赎以后，我们就立刻要开始走这段的天路了。
It is after we are saved that we need to start on this heavenly journey.
我们要离开这个世界。We
need to leave this world.
我们人虽然还留在这个世界,
although we are in this world,
但是我们的心却不留在这个世界了。
But our heart does not belong to the world.
我们的心 向的是天上的耶路撒冷。
Our heart is facing the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以我们从上面这几方面看到逾越节所表示的意义。
So on these three themes, we see the center of the Passover.
这些都是跟我们重生得救, 是非常符合的。
And it speaks of our salvation.
因为这个是耶和华是神的逾越节。
Because it is the Lord's Passover.
是跟我们人都有密切的关系的。
It has an intimate relationship with us.
那我们下面就要看神还吩咐以色列人要纪念这个逾越节。
And later on, we see God asks them to remember the Passover.
所以我们要读第十三章的第一节到第七节。
And we'll read Exodus chapter 13, verse 1-7.
还是请 Maria 跟我们读。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of men and beasts. It is mine. And Moses said to the people, Remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of the hand of the Lord brought you out of this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. On this day you are going out in the month of Abib. And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters.
在这段经文里头，我们看到神给以色列人两个命令。
So here we see God giving the Israelites two commandments.
一个命令就是在第一节所说的。
And the first commandment is in verse 1.
以色列中凡是投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都是我的，要分别为圣给我。
Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, it is mine.
第一个命令就是投生的都要归给神。
The first commandment is all the firstborn must be consecrated to the Lord.
分别为圣归给神。
Set apart to be holy to God.
第二个命令。
Second commandment.
要守无酵节七天。
You need to keep the unleavened feast for 7 days.
这就是神要以色列人来纪念这个这么大的事情。
This is what God wants the Israelites to remember.
那为什么投生的要归给神呢？
Why consecrate to the firstborns?
在对我们来说，
To us,
我们每个人都是神的投生的。
Everyone is God's firstborn.
因为神看我们这些蒙救赎的人，
Because when God looks at the believers,
是在受造当中我们是初熟的果子。The first fruit.
We are the first fruit.
就是我们是 firstborn.
Because we are the firstborn.
是整个这个 creature 里头，我们是 firstborn.
Because in all the creation, we are the firstborn.
所以为什么投生要归给神呢？
So why do we need to consecrate the firstborn?
因为投生的是最好的。
Because consecrated firstborn is the best.
因为神的怜悯。
Because of God's mercy.
所以我们。所以这些投生的才能活下来。
So that all these firstborn shall may live.
因为在埃及全地。
Because in the land of Israel.
当那天晚上，埃及的所有的投生的都死掉了。
In the land of Egypt, all the firstborn has been killed.
但是以色列人他们听了神的话，把血涂在门框上，所有的长子都活下来了。
And all the Israelites who put their blood on the doorpost, all the firstborn have been saved.
为什么他们能活呢？
And how, why do they live?
因为有羔羊来代替他们了。
Because they have the Lamb of God to represent them.
这就是神的恩典跟怜悯。
This is God's mercy and grace.
所以圣经也说，我们一想到这位为我们死而复活的主来为我们死，我们就愿意把自己来献给他。
And when we think of the Lamb that was willing to die for us, then we're willing to consecrate ourselves to God.
而且投生是最好的。
And consecrating the best.
神要得到我们最好的。
And God must obtain our best.
神不要次好的。
God does not want the second best.
他要最好的。
He wants the best.
所以我们就是愿意把自己完全来献给神。
So we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们纪念这个神的救恩。
We need to remember God's salvation.
不是只是我们感谢神。
Not only we thank, we're thankful to the Lord.
保罗说，他以神的慈悲来劝我们把自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that by the mercies of God, give up yourself as a living sacrifice.
因为他说这是理所当然的。
Because this is your reasonable service.
应该的。
You must.
基督为我们死。
Christ died for us.
我们必须就应该把自己奉献给神。
Then we should consecrate ourselves to God.
这是第一个。
This is the first.
啊，要分别为圣来归给神。
That we need to consecrate to the God.
那第二个呢，要守逾越节。
Second is to keep the feast unleavened.
无酵节，酵是在圣经里头是一个罪的象征，表示罪。
Unleavened means no, the leaven represents sin.
因为酵在面里头是隐藏的，人看不见。
Because the leaven in the dough, you can't see it.
但是它慢慢的就会发起来。
But it will gradually rise.
罪也是这样的。
And sin is like that.
我们不会一开始就犯大的罪。
In the beginning, we will not sin greatly.
我们都是开始消一点点的罪。
We also begin with small sin.
有点念头。
A little bit of thought.
然后就慢慢的出来了。
And then gradually it comes out.
而且是开始的时候人也看不见。
And in the beginning, men cannot see it.
可能你自己也不会觉得。
And perhaps you yourselves cannot feel it.
但这个就像酵一样的。
But it is like leaven.
会慢慢的发出来。
It will gradually come out.
如果你不把它除掉。
And if you don't purge it out.
啊，小的罪能够变成大的罪。
The small sin can become great sin.
隐藏的罪能够成为明显的罪。
And a subtle sin can become a very serious sin.
所以我们要怎么纪念神给我们的救恩呢？
So how can we remember God's grace, salvation?
要对付罪。
We need to deal with sin.
我们要除去罪。
We need to purge out the sin.
因为神救赎我们，不是单单叫我们不会灭亡，得到永生就可以了。
And God saved us not so that we will not die.
神的目的就是还要我们成圣。
But God's purpose it is so we can be victorious.
就是
sanctified.
能够像基督。
That we may be like Jesus.
所以这个成圣呢，有两方面的意义。
And sanctification has two meaning.
一个就是分别为圣。
One is to be consecrated, set apart.
第一个意思就是分别为圣。
It is set apart to be holy.
这就是分别出来归给神。
To be set apart for God.
这是我们得救的时候所发生的事情。
And this is what happens when we were first saved.
基督徒又叫圣徒。
Christians are called saints.
Saints. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为当我们一信主的时候，
Because when we believe in God,
神就把我们从世界里头分别出来了。
God has separated us out of the world.
我们就是圣徒了。
We are saints.
尽管你行为还不够好。
Although your conduct is not good enough.
尽管你还会有这个犯错误的时候。
And maybe at times you still sin and falter.
但是说你们就是圣徒了。
But they said you are saints.
这是地位上的成圣。
But position wise.
在得救的时候，在称义的时候就已经有了。
In righteousness, you already have it.
但是第二方面的意思。
But second meaning.
就是在实行上的圣洁。
Practically, you are holy.
单单是地位上成圣还不够。
Position-wise, it is not enough.
我们还要从地位上成圣开始，我们天天过圣洁的生活。
We begin with the position of holy, but in our life, we need to live a holy life.
这个是成圣的第二方面的意思。
This is the second meaning of sanctification.
这就是刚才无酵节所代表的意思。
And this is what the feast of the unleavened bread represents.
头生的分别归给神。
The first ones are consecrated to God.
相当于我们得救的时候，我们就归给神了。
Just like how we are consecrated to God when we first believe.
但是你知道，我们得救以后，在身上还有多少东西不是神所要的？
But you also know that after we have been saved, there are many things in us that God does not want.
我们不可能一个晚上就成为圣洁。
And there's no way in one night that we can be sanctified.
我们的一生中间都是不断的要过一个圣洁的生活。
But continually, non-stop, we need to live the holy life.
过一个无酵洁。
Live an unleavened life.
所以在哥林多前书第五章，这个我们要看一看。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
哥林多前书第五章
1 Corinthians chapter 5,
保罗就把这月节的意义用在圣徒上面。
Paul used the meaning of unleavened feast on Christians.
在第五章的第七节、第八节
Chapter 5, verse 7 and 8,
你们既是无酵的面，就应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们月节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
第八节，所以我们守着节，不可用旧教，也不可用恶毒邪恶的教，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
这个诚实
This sincerity and truth.
诚实就是讲到原来的意思，就是judge by sun's light.
This word sincerity, originally it means judged by the sun's light.
在 pure.
It is pure.
在神的光中看见自己的一些问题。
That in God's light you see the your self problems.
同时也在真理里头。
And it's also in truth.
所以我们用的就是诚实，真正的无酵饼。
So we see the sincerity and truth unleavened bread.
就是叫我们全心来顺服神的旨意。
This means with all of our heart we obey God.
就是我们信主称义，被神称义以后
after we have been made righteous by God,
我们还要过一个成圣的生活。
We also need to live a holy life.
要奉献自己。
We need to consecrate ourselves.
要除去这些罪。
Purge out all the sins.
对犹太人说，他们用的是无酵饼。
The Jews, they used unleavened bread.
但是我们要过的是无酵的这个生活。
But we need to live this unleavened life.
这就是这段圣经所告诉我们。
And this is what this passage tells us.
那我们怎么来纪念这个主的死呢？
So how do we remember the Lord's death?
一个就是我们要来在擘饼聚会中间来纪念主的死。
It is through breaking of bread.
一个就是在我们生活中间过一个圣洁的生活来纪念主的死。
Another is to live a victorious life and remembering the Lord's death.
所以这个擘饼纪念主不是单单是一个外面一个形式。
And breaking of bread is not just an outward motion.
就是在这个时候我们来回想我们得救的故事。
But it is to remember the story of our salvation.
一方面我们来这个体会主的爱。
On one hand, we come and experience God's love.
他为我们做了这么大的牺牲。
He came to be such a big sacrifice for us.
一方面也是激励我们来过一个圣洁的生活。
On another, it is to encourage us to live that holy life.
我想他用几分钟的时间跟弟兄姊妹在读哥林多前书的第十一章。
I would also like to read 1 Corinthians 11.
就在我们擘饼纪念主应该注意的事情。
And it is what we should pay attention to when it comes to breaking of bread.
我们用什么态度来擘饼纪念主呢？
What kind of attitude should we have when it comes to breaking of bread?
在十一章的二十八节。
In chapter 11, verse 28.
应该省察。
You need to examine yourself.
到三十一节。
Verse 31.
我们要先分辨自己。
We need to judge ourselves first.
一个是省察。
One is to examine.
一个是分辨。
Another is to judge.
不是随随便便的。
It is not just carelessly.
要用这个合适的 manner 来纪念主。
But you need to come in a worthy manner.
我们不能够有教存在很多存在里头，但是我们又是来纪念主。
We cannot have a lot of judgment, leaven inside, and yet come before the Lord.
比如我们举的最最厉害的吧。
Let's say we sinned the most.
如果你已经你刚杀了一个人。
But you've killed someone.
然后礼拜天又来到聚会中间来参加擘饼。
And you come and go in the breaking of bread on Sunday.
可不可以啊
？Can you？
肯定说不可以。
Probably say no.
就是说你不能够不省察，也不分辨，就是来擘饼。
You cannot not examine yourselves and judge and then come to the breaking of bread.
那么说了，那人都不完全，我哪一地方我能够做到完全，我才可以擘饼呢
？If no one can be perfect, then how can I come before breaking of bread?
比如我有一样东西，我就喜欢的不得了，但是我知道神不要，但是我一直不肯放，怎么办？
So for example, if I have something that I hold dearly and I love and I don't want to let go, so what do I do?
我照样来擘饼。
I still come to breaking
bread. 我照样是在这个里面。
But I'm still in the sin.
这个时候需要来分辨，来省察自己。
This time you need to examine and judge yourself.
你可能一时不能把这个东西改掉。
Perhaps at that moment you still cannot let go.
但是你要在主面前说，跟主说，求主帮助我。
But you need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, help me.
求主给我力量。
Lord, give me strength.
让我能够胜过这些不应该有的。
May you help me overcome all these that I should not have.
这些我想要看的，以后叫我也不要看。
And all these that I want to watch, let me not to watch.
这些东西我要做的，神啊，帮助我，叫我不要做。
And all these things that I want to do, but Lord, help me not to do.
虽然你不能说一次就把它完全去掉。
Of course, you cannot get rid of them all at once.
但是你已经省察了，已经是分辨了。
But you have already examined and judged yourself.
你在神面前有这样的心。
You already have this heart before the Lord.
从里面就是愿意。
That inside you are willing.
这样的话，神会帮助你的。
This way, God will help you.
这样的神的爱来激励我们。
Then this way, God's heart will come and constrain us.
让我们放下这些东西。
And to help us let go.
那我们就从纪念主中间得到益处。
And in the remembrance of breaking of bread, we benefit.
他这里说，如果你不分辨。
Here it says, if you do not examine or judge yourself,
你就是吃喝自己的罪。
Then you are drinking your own sin.
我们在来到擘饼以前。
So before we come breaking of bread,
不是叫你的擘饼聚会再来承认自己的罪了。
It's not that you come to breaking of bread and confess your sins.
就是说没有来以前。
But it's before you come.
我们在这里自己省察来分辨。
That you examine and judge yourself.
圣灵会来带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit will come and lead us.
我们就停在这里。
We'll stop here.
我们一同祷告。
We'll pray together.
愿主耶稣把这些话说在我们的心里。
May Lord Jesus keep His words in our hearts.
让我们每个弟兄姊妹。
That every brother and sisters.
我们都能够来真正的来纪念你。
That we can come truly worship you.
过一个圣洁的生活。
And live a holy life.
把自己完全奉献给你。
That we wholly consecrate ourselves to you.
愿主你悦纳我们每个人的心愿。
Lord, may you come and touch our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.